You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
At Australian music festivals and on the streets, young people are being led away by police and told to take off their clothes. Freedom of information requests reveal strip searches in New South Wales are on the rise, and social justice advocates argue it needs to stop. Samantha Lee, Head of Police Accountability at Redfern Legal Centre, says young women are particularly vulnerable.
We did get a breakdown of racial appearance, so that is where police categorise someone based on race. And what the figures show is that after Caucasians, the individuals who are coming up against strip searches more often are Aboriginal women and also East Asian women.
The data show almost 4,000 women have been strip searched by New South Wales Police since 2016. More than 120 were aged under 18, and the oldest was a 72-year-old woman. Two-thirds of searches found no illegal weapons or drugs. New South Wales Police Minister David Elliott has defended the practice.
The strip search laws that we have in New South Wales have been well used. Of course, they haven't always been used according to the standard operating procedures. I've got young children, and if I thought that the police felt that they were at risk of doing something wrong, I'd want them strip searched.
Last month, the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission held public inquiries in Sydney into the alleged illegal search of a 16-year-old girl at the 2018 Splendour in the Grass Festival as part of a wider review. Ms Lee says the Legal Centre hopes the police watchdog investigation will lead to improvements.
We're calling for legislative change. We want the law to provide better guidance to police, but also to provide better safeguards for members of the public.
On Friday, the New South Wales coroner will release findings from an inquest into the deaths of six young people at music festivals. Recommendations are expected to include a call for police to limit the use of strip searches and drug detection dogs at future events. Lawyers say they will also submit a separate Freedom of Information request to New South Wales Police to find out how many strip searches have been carried out on underage boys. Amy Hall, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.